Good morning. Listen. The 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station with Harrison Asher. First, the headlines. The Rugby 15 Lionesses will play against Madagascar today in their second match at the ongoing Women's Rugby 15 Africa Cup taking place in Antananarivo, Madagascar. The round 32 of the 2023-2024 Cup of Cameroon will begin on the 15th of June with some interesting fixtures. Borussia Dortmund will knock out Paris Saint-Germain in the semi-finals of the UEFA Champions League last night, a win away from becoming the champions of Europe for the second time. The news in full. The Rugby 15 Lionesses of Cameroon will at 3 p.m. play against the hosts of the ongoing Women's Rugby 15 Africa Cup of Nations taking, that is, Madagascar. This afternoon's match in Antananarivo will be the second match for coach Stephen Otto and his team after they were beaten 55-0 by South Africa in the first match. Aware of the stakes of today's match against Madagascar, coach Stephen Otto says they have already taken the necessary measures for a victory.
We are all focused against what will happen against Madagascar. We have a plan already what we'll do against Madagascar. And I believe that our plan is going to help us to have a better encounter. South Africa is a very experienced team. Before coming to this tournament, they had a whole camp in Europe where they have 3 games and play against them. For ladies who have only been Cameroon, the ladies have only been in the camp for 3 weeks only. And to produce a first half like that against a team who has been in the World Cup so many times, all our players are only there to be encouraged. And this level, lack of experience, teams have experience take advantage. We have learned and we are going to come stronger to the next game.
The 11th edition of the International Golf Open of Yaoundé officially kicked off yesterday with the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Molekombi, calling on the golfers to bring in their A-game in the competition so as to raise the standard of the international golf event that is coming back after 5 years. Golfers from 14 countries are to take part in the professional category of the event that will take place this Thursday. A press conference has been programmed at the Yaoundé Golf Club today to throw more light on how they will take on each other. In the meantime, Evelyn Dikonge Ebonge, president of the Provincial Management Committee of the Cameroon Golf Federation, says all is set for the competition to be a success.
Cameroon is a leader in sub-Saharan Africa in terms of golf, and so everybody is anxious to come here to play. We have country of hospitality, and you can imagine how those foreigners are happy that you all are here to welcome them. Team spirit, calm, fair play, especially in golf, fair play is very important. Respect of etiquette, I should say that golf is a game that is very instructional. There are so many things to respect if you want to be a good golfer. So Team Cameroon is ready, I must say it. The 14 players that form the Team Cameroon are the best golf players in Cameroon.
And the golfers also assured journalists of their readiness for today's press conference as well as Thursday's competition.
Now for me, we've been working for 3 months now. We are very ready because it's the first time professionals in the national team have been taken care of by the federation. So I'm very happy. My aim is to focus on my game.
My name is Visitor Mapanya from Zimbabwe. My expectations, of course, they are for me to win. I've won here before and now I'm back here to win again.
Wesley Inei, I'm from Nigeria. We are 9 Nigerians in this event. And we believe that by the grace of God, we'll take this trophy back home. That's our dream. And I believe on my players. And I think among all the professionals here, I'm the most senior. And I trust what they can do. And I believe in them. And I also trust myself what I can also deliver. We have a Zimbabwe, which is a top player, Mapwanya. We have Sydney Wamba from Uganda. We have a lot of players and we have top Cameroon players too. But I believe that when it comes to Africa, you're looking at Nigeria.
In football, the round of 32 fixtures of the 2023-2024 Cup of Cameroon will take place on the 15th and 16th of May. The draw took place yesterday at the FICA Foot headquarters in Chinga, Yaoundé, producing some interesting matches like Victoria United versus Adamawa 2, seven-time winners Coton Sport versus Epivier of Ebolova, Bamboo 2s versus Northwest 3, Fab versus Caiman, Bafmain versus Botafogo, Apeges versus Santo 3, Dynamo versus IS Polytechnique, Isosa versus Legend FA, Union of Douala versus Sable de Bati, Yosa versus Santo 4, 11-time winners Canon versus Southwest 3, PWD versus ASD Bamba, and cup holders Fufu Club will play against Northwest 1. The top match pits two elite clubs, Colombe against Edin. The vice president of the Adamawa Regional League, Umaru Sanders, says there are two clubs in the competition who put up a good fight against their elite opponents.
This is a big challenge. You know, Victoria United is a big team. They won the champion with a good management, with a big president, a good player like Nathan Douala and Rich Mondi. I think we will have a very good match at this level. We are at the last level now. We will give our representative on this Wednesday. We have four teams now. They will play the last stage, and we will go to play the 32nd finals. The last time it was Ngaoundéré FC of Professor Kouvondo. They played Elite 2, but since 3 years now, we don't have a team in Elite. I think that this year it is time to have a team in Elite 1. We are preparing, we are doing all we can to have a team in Elite 2 next season.
You have two Elite 1 teams for your two representatives, Air Globe and Victoria United. What do you actually make of that?
It is a big challenge. We are respecting our opposite, but we don't afraid of them. It is football.
The vice president of Adamawa Regional League of FICA Foot, Umaru Sanders, speaking to the CRTV. News out of the country, Borussia Dortmund have a chance of becoming European champions for a second time since 1997 after defeating Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 in yesterday's semi-final second leg to complete a 2-0 aggregate victory. Journalism student on internship Cynthia Ebot has the details in this report.
Despite a disappointing domestic campaign, Borussia Dortmund are one game away from becoming European champions for the second time in their history, the first time being in 1997 after beating Juventus 3-1. Edin Terzic's side produced a superb performance to beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 in Tuesday's semi-final second leg to complete a 2-1 aggregate victory. Dortmund, fifth in the Bundesliga, will face either fellow German side Bayern Munich or Spanish champions Real Madrid in the final at Wembley on June 1st. Since 2017, Paris Saint-Germain have won almost everything else possible. 6 out of the 7 league titles, 3 Coupe de France with a possible 4th to come this season as they face Lyon in the 2024 final and the last ever French League Cup, but never the Champions League. Indeed, only 3 times since 2017 have Paris Saint-Germain even gone beyond the last 16, reaching the final in the COVID-afflicted year of 2020, the semis the season after, and then this current campaign. For the 28th time in history, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich will cross paths in the Champions League, this time in the second leg of their semi-final at Bernabeu this evening. Real's sole focus will now be on adding the Champions League number 15 to their brimming cabinet of trophies, while Carlo Ancelotti is bidding to reach a record-extending 6th Champions League final. Thomas Tuchel could become the first coach to make it to the finals with 3 different clubs.
Cynthia Ebot bringing us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Asher.